Good morning, everyone. This is Teresa Sakis. This is the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call, where we come together, share ideas, and get ready for the week. Today, we're going to be talking about a lovely subject, and timely one. We're going to talk about planning, and especially for 2018. I know that a lot of times at this point of the year, we're focused about finishing out the year, but we need to take some time and spend a little bit of thought into where do we want to be for 2018. So this is the time to do it. That way you're not starting in January trying to figure out what you're going to be doing for next year. So I love participation, and I'm going to ask all of you guys, if you can, to participate this morning. So I want you to think a little bit about, I'm going to ask some questions, and I want you guys to think about where you would like to be with these questions, and then we'll have some discussion behind it. But I think we have a tendency, because this business is run out of our homes and we're talking to people that we personally know, that sometimes I don't think we think about the fact that we're running a business, a corporation. And so if somebody had said to you or they asked you to run their business, you know, you would probably view that differently sometimes in the way we run our businesses. So we really need to think in this thought that we're running a corporation. And so when I say that, what do you want to be paid by your corporation next year? You know, what do you want your annual salary to be? What would you like your monthly income to be? How about, do you want to earn a trip from your corporation next year? What rank do you want to be? How many directors would you like to have by the end of 2018 next year? And let's see, what other things that could we say on that? Would you like car payments made for you next year by the corporation through 2018? So I'm going to stop here because this gives you guys some ideas, and maybe pull out a sheet of paper and start writing down and journaling, where do you want to be by the end of 2018? So let's start with how many of you, is there anything in particular that pops out? How many directors, what rank do you want to be? Or maybe would you like to earn the Shackley trip? Who would like to share? What would they like to have for the end of next year? And then we have Sharon and Lynn on the call. Jackie, would anybody like to share?
Hey, Teresa, Sharon. Absolutely, I want the trip next year, because in doing that, that will mean that I will have advanced in rank, and I will have added new directors to my team. I will increase my PGV. So where I don't have my numbers in front of me and the exact rank in front of me in the moment, that is absolutely without a question where I'm going to be next year is making that trip, because it will have all the other stuff. And I love how Shackley does that, you know, that growth is very, very congruent across the board. So when you say that, that's the automatic thing that comes to my mind.
Oh, I love it. Yay. Okay, so I'm going to write down Shackley trip. Awesome. Yay. What else pops up for anybody? Would you like to share where you would like to be by the end of 2018? I know it can be scary, but go ahead and share it.
Morning, Denise. It's Jackie. I'll share a little bit. I wasn't planning on it, but I will. I want to be in a place next year where I have a lot more structure, where I have structure in my events that I'm scheduled, and I have, you know, just a regular schedule going on so that it leads me to the goals. And my goals, my dream board, is to have the trips, to have, I know three directors to me is now sounding pretty small, but that's my short-term goal, is to have three directors on my recap. And I know if I'm having all these events, they're people are learning stuff, and people are going out there being more educated, being more healthy, and reaching their own personal or financial goals if I have those things in place.
I love it. So it sounds like structure, meaning more time management, so you want to sort of get a hold of that, if I heard you correctly, and then three directors love it. It's awesome. Okay, who else? We're talking about where you'd like to be by the end of 2018. So if you want to earn the trip, how many directors would you like? What would you like your annual income to be? So where would you like to be, or what would you like to have in your business by the end of 2018? Would someone else like to share that? Any piece of it? How about Chrissy? I know I'm going to pick on some people.
Well, I was muted, so I'm just what I'd like to be is a coordinator, and what I'm looking for is the extra income. I'm looking forward to training people. And just to get to be able to do that, obviously, you have to have a plan. So I am sitting down and making, working on making a plan.
Awesome. Coordinator, I love it. Yay. Okay, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to get that plan started, too. Who else would like to share? Thanks, Chrissy. Denise, how about you? Anything you'd like to share?
Good morning. I'm on mute. Sorry, I was on mute as well and in my car, so hopefully you can hear me. Just to share one of the pieces that I would like to be better at, and I've been saying this for a while, so I really need to get on this, is being consistent in my follow-up and staying true to the follow-up process. I really want to get back. I used to be really good about making sure that I was consistent in all the pieces, and some of those pieces have flailed a little bit, so getting back on track with that follow-up process is going to be essential to my plan.
Okay, awesome. You sound a little similar to Jackie, so she wants some structure and time management, so we can add consistency to that. Awesome, I love it. Thanks for sharing. Who did we miss? Who else would like to share? Dorothy, how about you? Anything you're dreaming about for next year?
That's all right, I was on mute. I want to advance in rank. I would love to set a goal as I can find three new directors. Because I don't even only want to advance to a senior director. I want to go above and beyond because I want to get the help people to spread our message out there.
Okay. Like it. Awesome. Thanks for sharing.
You're very welcome.
Anybody else feel comfortable sharing? I know we have Joanna on the phone and Lynn. Any of you guys? And if not, that's okay, but I thought I'll just give you a shout-out if you'd like to share. Where would you like to be by the end of next year? Okay, if you change your mind and you want to jump in, feel free. I know some of you are muted. You can cut me off if you're unmuting. Okay, so we see that there's a little bit of a theme there. Everybody wants to grow, and we want to work on our structure a little bit, time management, consistency, advancing in rank, it looks like. We want to earn the trip. So it's very important that we get this down on paper. So spend some time, maybe a few minutes after the call or throughout this week, and start jotting down and really dreaming about where you'd like to be for the end of next year. Because I have to tell you, in the years that I have worked on this business without a plan, I do not get as far as I do with the years with a plan. Because as we know, when we don't have a plan, we're really letting the business run us, and we're not running this business. And you'll get to the end of the year, you won't have accomplished as much as you will have wished you had. And what do you got to lose? Put this down on paper. Even if you make half of what you've written down, you're going to feel like it was a huge success. Of course, that's not what we want. But, you know, sometimes we don't write things down because there's a fear that that means we may have to stick to it. But I got to tell you, you'll see a ton of success that'll happen. So one of the things that you can start to do is once you decide and figure out where you want to be by the end of the year, and I'm going to pull Denise in for this just in a second because I know she's done a lot of this over the years, is to break this down into chunks throughout the year on where you want to be. So I start through December of next year, and, you know, whether that's you want to have a PV volume of 5,000, of 10,000, 3,000, whatever it is, you write that down, and then I go backwards, and I say, you know, that's my volume, I want to have 5 directors, or some of you said 3, so what months are you going to have those directors break out? What months are your volume going to be? What month are you going to move up in rank? And then what you can start to see is, if I need to have, you know, 3 directors, if that was my goal, it's on average going to mean that you will need to have at least 6 people that purchase one of the success packs to get 1 director. So we need to go through the numbers. So 6 equals 1. So that'll give you an idea how many people do you need to start talking to if you want to get 3 directors on average, give or take. And then you can start thinking through, well, what do I need to do? What are my outreach methods going to be so I can get those numbers met? And then it doesn't become personal. It becomes very just, I have to do the numbers and I need to make the activity happen. Now, Denise, I know you've done a lot of planning throughout the year. Would you like to add something to that piece? I know that you do that every year. On chunking, maybe you could add a couple tips on that.
No, I appreciate the reminder, though, to you know, take a step and figure out how many people it's going to take you to get to that one. It really kind of plays out that way. Not always. Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, but it really does work that way. It truly is, you know, a numbers process.
Right, absolutely. And so, therefore, it will make you think through, well, how many conversations do I need to be in, right? And how do I need to step up my numbers? So what kind of questions does anybody have or comments? When I talked about planning the year out, breaking it down by month, any thoughts on that or questions? Does that seem a little scary? Does that seem easy to do?
Hey, Teresa, Sharon.
Go
ahead, Sharon, and I know we'll pull somebody else in with it after you're done.
I've looked at a lot of activities, and they have seemed kind of scary to me. I'm looking into this next year completely different, and a large part of that has been because the work that I've been doing to find my why I do this, the passion and the fuel that drives the engine, really, and that target market group, because then as I'm planning my activities, it's focused. I can see that it's going to significantly focus all the activity that I do and the conversations that I have, the phone calls that I make, the emails that I send. And I can see how having that fuel, right, and we all know that fueling our body well, and that's what we do exactly, but fueling our business well with that passion and that why, to me, as I put that together, putting that plan together and then chunking it out doesn't seem as difficult because it's less about trying to figure out how to get all this activity together, and it's more about putting that mission together and watching that passion just fly. So that's just a thought that I have, that as I'm looking at that, my fuel underneath it is my why. My fuel is how I'm targeting that market that I want to see, and then all those activities, they just seem a little bit easier. And they don't seem as hard to kind of put together, like, how do I make that happen? And you know what I mean? Like, I've got a good fuel going underneath it. So I'm really anticipating. I'm really excited about this next season and how that looks for me in putting that clarity around it and now feeling like I have the fuel in the car. I've got the fuel in the engine of this business that is going to drive it ahead.
Yes,
and move all of these activities.
Yes, yes. And I was just going to say, I'm sorry to cut you off there. The fuel also becomes, the fuel, I think, becomes a, you become a magnet, so you attract more to you.
Right. Absolutely. And it's just those activities then just aren't as hard. That planning isn't as hard because there's a focus to it. There's a purpose. There's a meaning that's underneath it, not just trying to come up with activities to figure out how to get the numbers.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Great. Thank you for sharing that. Now, I know someone else had something to say when Sharon started, and so if you wanted to go ahead and jump right in on that conversation.
This is Denise. Good morning, again. I was just going to quickly say that I know for me, sometimes taking the time to chunk that the year up or the goals up can seem a little bit daunting or, you know, in my mind sometimes I think, oh, I'll have time, you know, that's a year away or a year and a half. But my goodness, year after year, these years keep coming and going so quickly. And so I appreciate the opportunity to take some time and chunk some things up because it really does happen faster than we think. Life just happens. Things go quick. So if you can just take the moment and do those little things every single day, they really do add up to those big chunks that create the goals. And that's a great reminder for myself as well.
Well, I love how you said, Denise, the time is, you know, going quickly, right? And the time is going to pass whether you plan or not. So, you know, why not plan this year out, especially if you've never done it before? Then you can really evaluate how much more, and I guarantee you will accomplish so much more in your business if you plan it out this year and you stick to that plan. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't flex with that plan. You may have to adjust some things. You may have to have a plan B. But don't let that concern stop you from planning. I just know with everything you guys have mentioned here today, that is exactly what starts to happen. You build a drive, you attract more people to you, and it'll also, if you're clear on your why, like Sharon was mentioning, which is part of the plan, it will also push you to create the activities. So then you can go on autopilot and just go out and produce activity and start talking to people because you know these are the numbers I need to hit every month if I'm going to be able to reach those goals. And once you start going through the activity and create the action, it will happen for you. So I think sometimes that's a little bit of a fear that we have, you know, what's going to happen, how am I going to create it? We don't need to get hung up on that. Just start to write down what you want. And then the subconscious and everything you're doing will help you to create, you know, how you're going to find those people. So what other comments or questions? We have a lot of leaders on the call today. Do you guys have any other thoughts about planning? Anything that's burning that you want an answer on? Okay, so you guys all must have your plans ready to go. All right, I'm going to pull somebody else. Any other thoughts, Chrissy, that you have on planning?
Well, I've just been trying to think of when you're, as you're talking, I like the idea of the chunking. One thing that I have found is that when I set up, it's a mindset that, say, for instance, I want to get 3,000 PV this month. You know what? I do it rather than going, oh, I hope I get 3,000 this month or 5,000, whatever it is. In that fuels the planning. There's just a lot of things that I have to do, like Denise was mentioning, follow-up. My follow-up has just got to get much better because there's tons of PV out there in that follow-up. And so, you know, I've just got a lot of thinking to do. And I'm just sitting here thinking, I've just got to go to the library and get out of my house here because there's distractions here. I've got a retired husband. We're both retired. And I don't know if any of you have husbands at home. It's a little distracting.
So that's one of the things I have to do is go sit down in the library, make my plan out, and actually think about how I'm going to do it without any distractions.
Yeah, Chrissy, that's a great point that you bring up. And I have done on past years. Now this year I didn't do it. I've already written out my plan, but I've taken myself over to Starbucks or to Panera and sat down. You know, sometimes I want a hot cup of tea, and I'll say to myself, I give myself a time frame, whether an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. I journal, I write down what I want, and I do set a time that by the end of that time frame, so that way it gets done and it doesn't take me 4 hours. You know, I say that because there could be some avoidance there, right? And so it could take a lot of time. But I look at it as, that's my planning time. That's when I'm going to come up with my plan for the year. No different when I was chairman of the board of one of the local chambers. They would do every year a retreat where they would go away for, 4 or 5 hours for one day with everybody who was on the board, and they would go to a hotel, they would have coffee and snacks, and they wrote out their plan for the chamber for the year. No different than when I was in a corporation, each department, we would have a day that got sat down, and the department would set up their planning for the year. So I think, you know, again, this goes back to we really need to view ourselves as a corporation, and that you're going to carve out, and like you said, Chrissy, if there's distractions at home, take yourself out of that for an hour or two and set up your plan. Write it on your calendar, figure out when you're going to do it, because you're going to be able to pay yourself so much more just from taking an hour or two out right now for next year. I love that. Great reminder, Chrissy.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I've been listening and enjoying all of this. I really liked when you said six people purchase success. I can't even say it. Success packs equals one director. What are some other numbers that you use with people that you're training to get to director? We usually teach that it takes 35 customers to make a director. What are some other, like, if you were setting up your year plan, which is what you're talking about, what are some, if someone says to you, I want to do this full time because I want to go from point A to executive within 12 to 18 months. What are some goal numbers that you would set in front of them? Does that make sense? Like how many outreaches would you do a month? How many presentations would you do a week? What are some goal numbers that you guys use for teaching people to become directors?
Right, absolutely. So for me, we talk about 25 to 50 people is what would be required for someone to be a director, meaning for customers, and it's probably three at least success packs that maybe they have shared with somebody. And the reason that we say customers 50 because not all of those customers are going to order every month, right? So that would cover what they need. And then we really want to help them start to get in this idea that they are talking about the business and selling those success packs. So, you know, it would be great if they were doing three a month, right, on a minimum. And so just starting to get that in their head. Based on their rank, I guess that would be how many, you know, meetings do they want to have each week. We've also used another thought was, I think when I was new, it was told 10 events, so live events, and you in 90-day period or shorter, and you would be at a director level. And so those events would be, you know, in somebody's home. And if that could be even faster nowadays, because if you were having 10 of those and you're talking about the youth, you know, definitely that would happen faster. So those were some of the things that I had heard when I was new.
Thank you.
And the other thing, too, about we talk about sponsoring at a bare minimum, you know, the goal would be 10 new members a month and then 15 are more for real growth. I don't know if that helps you also in that.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks.
Sure. Any other comments, questions? So take a moment, you know, this week, like I said, carve out some time. Try to get it done this week so that way you're not procrastinating too long into the next few months because, you know, we'll have the holidays coming up and everything else. So definitely want to get that done. Shoot for this week to really sit down and start planning out where do you want to be next year. So let me go back and ask some of those questions that you can jot down to answer for yourself. How many directors do you want to have by the end of next year? What rank would you like to be? Do you want to earn the next Shackley trip? Would you like Shackley to make car payments for you? What would you like your annual income to be? What would you like your monthly income to be in Shackley? So just some questions to throw out there for yourself to answer. So journal on those and start to write that down and design a plan. Because then you can figure out how, you know, what kind of activity you need to do. And then I would find either talk to your upline to share that with them and set up a plan to be accountable. So, you know, I have an accountability call that happens every 2 weeks for me where I need to, you know, discuss with the person that I'm being accountable to about how I've been doing on reaching my goals. It keeps me in front of me, you know, keeps those goals in front of me. And what am I not doing? And what do I need to improve on? So if you haven't had an accountability partner, definitely that could be your upline, it could be someone else, but set that up when you get your goals done because that'll help you to keep it in the forefront. And also I leave my goals out on my desk so I can see those. Any other last thoughts or comments before we close today? Okay, well, thanks, everybody. I so appreciate you participating. It was awesome, and thank you for being comfortable enough to share where you want to be for 2018. Definitely check with your upline, set up some time to get that on paper. And then I hope you guys all have a great Shackley week, and we will see you on the Monday morning call next week. Okay, thanks, everybody. Bye now.